Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in the studio, back from the last episode, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
How we doing?
Good. Fantastic.
Wonderful.
I got more stuff done in a day than I did in a week.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So I found this tool. I mean, long story short, I have a lot of shit going on. And everybody says they got a lot of stuff going on, but I have a lot of fucking shit going on. Sorry, you have to bleep that out. So I have a ton, right? So I've got the real estate thing, got ProFit, got Legacy, I got my daughter's horse stuff, you know, the four properties. And I got deals. I got a couple deals working on. We got that island in Belize that's coming back around. Long and short of it is I got a million things to do. And there'd be so many times where I'm wiped out at the end of the day. And I like, dude, I was so busy all day long. I barely ate anything. I barely got off my computer and I got nothing done.
Yeah.
And it's because I get pulled in a lot of directions a lot of times. And you know, you get caught up, and if it's just easier for you just to do something, you stop what you're doing and you go do it. And, you know, and I've been very good about blocking on my Google calendar for years. But this new tool that I had seen for probably at least a year now with ads, I finally took the plunge on it. And yeah. I said, you know what? This thing appears to be able to fix my problem. It fixes the, I was so busy, I got nothing done problem. And it fixes the, what should I be working on right now problem. And it also fixes the, am I forgetting something problem? Because all of those happen all the time. Oh, yeah. And it's called Motion, and it's an AI tool. It's an auto scheduler. And so the way it works, and I've shared it with you and you're starting to use it.
Oh, now. Yeah. Hell yeah.
We just shared it with our Iron Circle yesterday. The way it works is, first and foremost, you set up your basic parameters. You connect it to your Google Calendar and your Outlook and your personal calendar. In fact, you should connect it to all of your schedules that you use. And then you set parameters for personal time and work time and what a day looks like. And then you set, you know, a couple things up as far as notifications and desktop. You have an app on your desktop and an app on your phone. So like all that's the setup thing. But the way it works is it allows you to put in tasks, and each task has like four parameters. Let's just say I have to follow up with a vendor. You put the task in there and it says, okay, is this an ASAP, a high priority, a medium or low? When can you start it? What's the deadline? Is there a hard deadline? And how long should it take? Calling a vendor should take 30 minutes or 15. It does 15 minute chunks. And then you could say, well, if this is a longer task, say it's a 2-hour task, like I'm editing my book right now.
Yeah.
So like there's a lot of that going on in my schedule, but I'm willing to do it in 30 minute chunks. So once you set that up, you put auto schedule, you hit save, and it finds the best place on your current schedule to place the thing.
Yeah.
And let's just say you've got 20 little tasks going on in your day and somebody books a call. Like I have Calendly, and somebody books a call. Well, that takes precedence over the non-priority task. If there's something that's not against a hard deadline, it will allow it to adjust. And so it'll allow that time slot to be booked. And then it automatically reorganizes your entire schedule for the entire week, for the day, to the best possible situation where you're going to get the most done.
Yeah.
And when I found this thing, I was like, holy cow, where the hell is this? It's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it. And look, it's not the cheapest. It's not expensive. But like if I look at, I think it's $35 a month. We have it in a team setting too. Mm-hmm. And so then I'll explain teams and projects here in a second. But like $34 in a month, I'm going to make $300,000, you know, yeah. more because of the time and all the shit that gets done. That I that's negligible. Yeah. It's not even worth talking about. It is such a good tool for me. Now, there's other people out there that won't be a good tool for. But because I already look at my Google Calendar and it places all those tasks on my Google Calendar, I have no new habits to adjust to.
Sure.
I don't have to learn to check in on a new app. It automatically pushes to the calendar I'm already using.
Yep.
So like that was a huge bonus for me. And I was like, oh, you know, so I shared it with you. And you're starting to use it now because we share calendars and I could see all the stuff kind of falling in yours. So as a team,
yep,
it allows us to build a team. And I can say, for example, the Grow Summit's coming up. So I can set up a project that has 70 things that need to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And you could set, you know, this has to get done before that or whatever. And you could set the times, the priority levels, chunks, deadlines, all that stuff per task. And then I can say, you know what? Conan needs to do these three. Randy, I need you to do those two. And it'll automatically push it to your calendar.
Yep.
I mean, how cool is that?
Well, on top of that too, I mean, because obviously, you know, since it's probably almost a week that I've dove in myself and, and after diving in initially, I mean, the first thing that you and I said was like, this would be great for project management, right? And so I started looking into kind of deeper down that rabbit hole. And one of the cool features too is like, it's a blocking feature. Meaning, let's say we have a project. Let's say I needed imagery for a sales page, but Conan was in charge of the images. I can put the fact that my task is blocked by Conan delivering this, so then it makes that a priority in his end. It's kind of, you know, top down the fact that we can see everything as far as the project management path and lanes, so that it removes the why isn't this getting done? We know exactly who, you know, whose seat it's in, where it is in that process. And then it's all, but the automation factor of it is, to me, is incredible.
It's amazing.
I mean, I'm using the hell out of it. Like I probably spent an hour yesterday just building my week's plan and schedule. You know what I mean? And,
The thing is, you don't have to build your week schedule. You just got to throw your tasks in
there. That's what I mean. Exactly.
And it automatically finds the spots for it. That's the kick. That's the best part about it, right? Like, you don't have to think where you're going to be on Wednesday afternoon. It decides for you what you're doing, which is perfect.
And I'll go one step further, because one of the first things that we teach every gym owner that comes into our coaching world is time blocking, is how to maximize their time and their effectiveness in their role.
Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group. And let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
Gym owners notoriously are, you know, just putting out fires. I'm putting out fires. Like every time I talk to a new gym owner, you know, I'm like, give me a breakdown of how your day's spent, you know? And a lot of times it's, you know, I show up, shake hands, kiss babies, you know, go to the office and I do office work. Well, office work is the most 40,000 foot view way of saying I get nothing done,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And, so to be hyper clear, I mean, task focus, right? 15 minutes on a follow-up email. You know, you guys listening, I send a podcast email twice a week. Like I've got that in a reoccurring event, which is cool too, because again, with hard deadlines and things like that, I know that I need to get them out Mondays and Wednesdays at minimum, or at latest.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a hard deadline by the end of my Monday, my end of my Wednesday, they have to be done. But anytime within there, all I got to focus on is you just open up the app and you know exactly what to be working on when.
Yeah. I mean, I can look at this app right now and know exactly what's happening, right? What's today? Tuesday. So we're doing podcast right now, obviously.
Yep.
That's blocked out. I've got a vendor call coming up at noon. Somebody that's real interested in being a sponsor for the Grow Summit. And then I got to get with the book team and review the process, follow up with State Farm on the insurance for the Kentucky house, because they didn't pay the escrow didn't pay it for some reason. And so there's a disconnect there. I got to plan a trip out to Chicago. That's in here. CLA support call, review the contract with our headliner.
Yeah.
That's in here. Read chapter 7 and edit, you know, that's part in here, you know, so it's all built out. Send docs to my CPA that they've been waiting on. I finally put it in there as a hard deadline. Like it's either that or I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. It gets pushed off.
Right.
And that's the thing that like, that's what I love this the most for gym owners and those that we work with. I mean, ourselves included in how we structure our days and stuff, because it forces not only just the tasks that you have, like when you do a to-do list, you know, the second step after doing that to-do list is to prioritize the items that you put on there. Right. Yeah. And that's the hard part, is constantly jockeying. What's the most important thing I should be working on right now? Because day-to-day life happens and business happens. Mm-hmm. Right. So I have that to-do list, and then Monday morning, this is, let's say you do put it through that priority filter, and now you've got your list of what to go attack now. And then all of a sudden, boom, something hits your desk that is high priority. When do I slide that in? When do I self-adjust that? Like literally just put it in there, set the priority level, mm-hmm. and it's going to do that for you to the tune of it's like, in our coaching, I use the phrase or the saying, structure creates freedom. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's exactly it, is rather than having to have the mental capacity around scheduling and structuring all of these things,
moving stuff around,
all of that comes off the plate. Like it's one less thing to worry about in the grand scheme of things. Just worry about the thing that's right there in front of you right now.
It clears your mindset and it allows you to just focus on the thing.
Exactly.
Because two things happen. One is, am I forgetting to do something today? I knew there was something I was supposed to do, but I forget. And that happens all the time. Yeah,
absolutely.
But as soon as it gets, and so now the one habit I've had to decide to change was, as it's entering my mind, I take my phone, put it in motion, hit submit, auto schedule, and then I forget it. And yep. Now I know it's going to be there.
Yep. And let's talk about that. So a couple of awesome ways, it's not, let's say you, rather than just opening up Motion on your phone or the desktop, you've got Siri. You can literally use Siri to schedule a task. It's pretty good. You can forward an email. I did that one the other day, just to test it out.
Yeah.
If the email that you got, let's say it's a Zoom meeting or something on there, you can literally forward it to
a specific email address.
Yeah, with Motion, and using, because it's your email address, it's going to show up on your calendar, but it takes, you know, you literally just write one sentence, you know, schedule this with the deadline, the priority level, and just minimal information in forward. And then it's going to grab that info from the email. It writes a short description of what it is, your priorities there, your deadlines there, and it shows up on your calendar. You never even have to think about, about when.
It's like you're emailing your admin assistant.
And that's exactly how it feels. It's like you have a personal assistant managing your schedule. Yeah. And every time I go in there and I like just continue to use it more and more, I love it more.
It's a strong tool that we wanted to share with everybody. Now, there's a way to get referrals. We don't know how. I don't think it matters really.
I know that there is a big bonus. You get 2 weeks for free as a trial through another member. So, I mean, if you're listening and you do want to try it through Tim and I, just shoot us an email at admin. Put the subject as Motion. We'll add your email address to our.
There you go.
As simple as that. I mean,
and then you'll get an email to start your free trial. Free trial.
You get an additional week. I mean, I think the website gives you one, but this way you get a whole second week
to mess with it.
Yeah, you get another 7 days to you know, give it a try. We didn't really dive deep. Well, I guess we kind of talked about the team level and stuff like that. But for gyms, for priority levels, for, you know, if you're running your gym and your team has other tasks, that's not just, you know, training a client. Mm-hmm. I think that this is massive for what you can do.
I'm not using it because we use Calendly, but it has a scheduler.
There you go.
So if you want to book a time, the cool thing about the way it does one cool thing. It says, so like if you want to send somebody a meeting link that they book on your calendar, you can do it through Motion, mm-hmm. and it'll go on your Motion calendar, which is great, which will go to your Google calendar. But it looks at your schedule and it puts in preferred times that you can, they can schedule at any of these open times, but these five are preferred.
And yeah, you can select that literally with a, like a, the dragging feature where, yeah, you slick. Select, you right. select, okay. Yeah. I mean, let's say that it's a certain type of call, you know what I mean? And you, you want to do it for, you know, the first half of the day or something like that. Yeah. You can literally select just time slots and it could be two, it could be five, whatever it may be, but then it'll only consider those in the link that you send the person booking. It's very intuitive, very user-friendly.
It's slick. It's slick. And, you know, and again, just using it for a week or so, I think a week and a half. I mean, I can tell how much more productive I am. I'm diving into the book. I'm doing all types of stuff happening and they're all getting done.
Yep.
You could say something's, you know, in progress. You can say it's completed. It's the, you know, I can move the dates. Mm-hmm. You can drag stuff around. It's so slick, but there's nothing better than knowing exactly what you got going on today. And when you get it done, seeing it all checked off, and it's like, dude, I got tons done.
Well, yeah, one of the coolest things that I noticed too is, let's say you do get into something and you do get distracted. Let's say, you know, phone rings or something, you know, like you had a 30-minute block and it's going to take the better part of 30 minutes to get that done. Let's say you got half of it done. You can go in, adjust it to, you know, 15 minutes of 30. And then it's going to, you know, push instead of just having to check a box or like move past it in a traditional calendar where you're like, oh, it's kind of an all or nothing.
Well, no, if it
moves segment,
if it moves, let's just say you didn't do it. You got a call for the entire 30 minutes. If the time of the day passes that thing, it will take it and move it around.
Yep. If you don't check it off.
Yep. Cause it's like, oh, you didn't even do this right now. Let me reprioritize your schedule. I don't know what you were doing.
what you were supposed to be doing.
You're in the bathroom or something off for 30 minutes. Checking memes.
I was just going to say, is this scrolling Facebook or something? Yeah, checking memes.
So it's just it is a strong tool that I'm very excited about. I'm using it and I can tell immediately I'm already seeing more production and focus.
And I mean, just the reason that I'm we're kind of talking about it and really pushing it is because I can tell you gym owner after gym owner after gym owner that we speak with, the biggest, hardest kind of thing for them to focus on is like, what should I be working on right now? Like, you have components to moving the needle of your business. You have things that you need to work on that not directly tied to, you know, training this client in front of you. And it's all of those things that put all those tasks on there, you know, following up with your landlord on the lease agreements and all of these things that we kick the can or we just don't focus on, or they fall through the cracks and then all of a sudden, boom, now it's, you don't have the luxury of working on anything else because you got 30 minutes to turn it in type of thing. And it's my whole week. Like I'm telling you, like I have complete clarity on what I'm working on for the rest of the week.
Good.
Yeah. I love it.
Worth every penny. So anyways, we want to share that with you guys. It's a production hack. You know what I mean? It's a clarity hack, a mindset hack, all this stuff. And we wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't share it with you.
That's how you win.
Right? That's how you win. So hopefully you go check it out. If you do want that 2-week trial, send an email to admin@pfmarketingsolutions.com. Just ask for us to add you to the list and you will get a link sent to you and you can set up your free 2-week trial and check it out yourself. Yeah. So, all right. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing the lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye.
All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.